This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
You gave me two things that are very good to enjoy tonight. And one of them is the Mets are playing, and the other one is the sun is shining. It's about 70 degrees. Well, I did both of them. I put every channel on, and there's no Mets. Then I went outside. It was cold. So I want to thank you. That's it. Bye-bye.
One of the few people I know named Zachary. Zachary loses my friend Matt, college friend's dad. Great guy. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest is from the California Association of Realtors. He comes on every year at least. He started coming on around the year 2000. Neil Kalin started a year before I did, 1987. Technically, I was licensed December of 87. And like Barry Manilow writes the songs, he writes the forms. Just kind of thought of that before the program, and we should have pulled up that song. I had two attorneys on that we discussed the change, the National Association of Realtors settlement to lawsuits about how real estate agents do business and compensation. So we'll see if we can get it a fresh perspective and help everyone understand it. Agents are still trying to understand it. Started in August of 2024. As usual, the fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, I'll take a look at in the first segment. I'll try to run through this very quickly so we can get to our guests as soon as possible. First, the pending sales that I've been tracking, always tracked the number of pending for the week, but 34 weeks ago, I started throwing in the median sales price of the pending listings. We have 57 pendings for the week ending last week, November 29th, 2024. The week before, we had 57 in pending. The week before that, 69, and then in the mid-50s for the most part, and 60s. So 57, median price of $1.9 million. Last year, $2 million. I mean, last week. Week before that, $2 million. Week before that, $2 million. Week before that, 2.2. Week before that, $2 million. So it's been hovering around there, but now it dropped to $1.9 million. So we'll see what happens. For the week, last week, the sales and the pendings, the median price was quite slow. But year to date, we are still sticking to $2,250,000. Last year at this time, $2,225,000. Year before that, $2,210,000. So we'll see if we can sustain and for the next 4 weeks, see if that median price sticks at $2,250,000. I mean, it doesn't have to. It's just an even number. Monk would be proud. Number of sales per week, we're 15.27 per week versus the first 6 months of the year, 15.42 sales per week. So a slight drop, but not as big a drop as the last 2 years, comparing the first 6 months to the second 6 months. So we're still almost 14% higher in the number of sales year to date. And still historically low for the number of sales. Median price historically high. Hi there. 2015, we had 1,024 sales year to date versus today, 733. 2015, the median price year to date was $1,142,000. Today, $2,250,000. Who would have thunk it? What about Montecito only? No, what about without Montecito? Let's do that first. 617 sales, $2,035,000. That's higher than last year's $1,920,000 and 2022, $1,946,000. In 2021, almost $1,007,000. 2017, without Montecito, median price $1,150,000 year to date, first 48 weeks of the year. Without Montecito, median price, $1,150,000 year to date. Today, $2,035,000. Montecito only. $5,008,250 is the median price year to date Montecito only. Last year, $5.5 million. Before that, $5.4 million. Before that, just under $5 million. Going back to 2017, Montecito only was just $3 million. Actually dropped in 2018 to $2.8 million. The debris flow, Thomas Fire, 110 sales. First 48 weeks of the year, Montecito in 2018, debris flow. And this year, 116. Last year, 118. So virtually the same number of sales, but a good bump in the median price. Montecito only, $5.8 million versus $5.5 million last year. Okay, we did it in about almost 3 minutes sooner than usual because I want to take a break and get my guest, California Association of Realtors attorney, Neil Kalin. He spoke locally and talked about new forms and talked a little bit about this whole new commission structure, lawsuit. It's very confusing. And I don't know how many people are happy about it, buyers, sellers, or agents. It's working in Santa Barbara, but we'll see what he has to say. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.